This is Glow in the Dark Radio. The science fiction podcast with original independent science fiction written and performed by Mike Luoma, with music by Kevin MacLeod. The Vatican Assassin Trilogy and The Adventures of Alibi Jones by Mike Luoma are available in ebook, trade paperback, and audiobook wherever you find your books online. Get links and details at glowinthedarkradio.com. This is the science fiction podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, your writer, and your reader, Mike Luoma. And we are about to get into two chapters from the Star Seeds of Earth. We've got chapters 27 and 28. Let me set up where we're at. Alibi Jones just concluded the public recorded part of his management meeting for the Hornet's Nest. Now, he's kept behind those he can trust, his inner circle, to fill them in on what he's really going on about. What's really going down with the Starseeds? So we'll get into that as we get into chapters 27 and 28 of the Starseeds of Earth coming up on Glow in the Dark Radio. Well, I've just made the Starseeds of Earth ebook free everywhere except Amazon, because the book isn't exclusive with Amazon. They don't let me make it free there. It's just the way they are. But everywhere else you buy ebooks, you can get The Starseeds of Earth, the book you're listening to, as an ebook for free, all through this month of February. The audiobook is also available, but that is not for free. I did give it away for a time, but no longer. What you can get for free is the Alibi Jones novel. You can get the original Alibi Jones novel as an ebook or as an audiobook for free. Again, everywhere except for Amazon and Audible, because of their demands for exclusivity, which I do not follow. But yes, the Alibi Jones free is ongoing. I want to thank my patrons who help keep this podcast going. And if you would like to become a patron, I'd encourage you to do so. And you can do so for $2, $5, and $10 a month, entirely voluntary. Just go to glowinthedarkradio.com and follow the links to Patreon, or go to patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio, and you can sign up or just get more information there if you'd like. But patrons definitely help keep this podcast going. Without them, I could not do it. So again, my thanks to patrons, and if you'd like to become one, go to patreon.com/glowinthedarkradio, or go to glowinthedarkradio.com. And look for Patreon for the link there. All right, we've got chapters 27 and 28 of The Starseeds of Earth coming up next on Glow in the Dark Radio.
Wake up. Go to work. Work. Come home. Eat dinner. Rot your brain out. Go to bed. Lather. Rinse. Repeat. Are you tired of an old humdrum life? Tired of things that just weigh you down and depress you? Wouldn't you rather just focus on things that are awesome? Tune into Nutty Bites. Find out what's awesome. Nutty Bites. NIMLAS.org/blog.
Now here's Chapter 27 of The Starseeds of Earth on Glow in the Dark Radio. "And recording," Alibi said. "You were recording," Hector said. "For posterity," Alibi said. "The founding of the Hornet's Nest Company, or something like that." "And you're turning it off," Emily said. "Yep," Alibi said. "That looked pretty good, didn't it?"
"You mean that was not for real?"
Kit asked, confused. "No," Alibi said. "I mean, yes, it was for real. I just..." He paused. He looked Kit directly in the eyes. We just need to do more.
More?
Kit asked. Alibi looked over at Bob Bond, then back to Kit. Bob gets it, Alibi said. We're really starting our own government. Thank you for the suggestion on advising consent, by the way, Bob. You're welcome, Bob said. Kind of figured this is what we were doing. I don't want this part recorded, Alibi said. And Davison and Grizz don't need to know, or at least not yet. So, we're doing this, Hector said. We're really pulling away from the Solar Alliance. I'd say they pulled away from us, Alibi said. But yeah, not that we'll admit at first. Publicly, we will maintain this corporate status. You know, I guess we should call it the Hornet's Nest Company, like they've done for other colonies. Sounds legit, Hector said. Bob, this impacts you the most at first, Alibi said. Why me? Because we need two different sets of ship's bays, Emily said, figuring out where Alibi was going. Civilian and military. He raised an eyebrow as he looked her way. Precisely, Alibi said. Wow, she's smart. Makes sense, Bob said. You got any more secrets you need to lay on us? Hector asked. Because I need to go figure out what my life is going to look like, now that you're fucking it all up. To lay on you? Alibi said. Nope. You and Bob can go. Hector and Bob glanced at each other, then back at Alibi. Ah, Hector said. Sounds like more secrets. But not for us, eh? Not yet, Alibi said, unless you want more shit to deal with. Nah, I'm good for now, Hector said. Gotta prep for fronting our new concern here. Secrets are never good, Bob said, standing up. They never stay secret. Hector arose as well and edged past Bob towards the door. True enough, Alibi said. And this won't stay secret. You know, you can stay if you want to. Hector stepped toward the door, and Bob quickened his step to follow. Not yet, Hector said. I can wait. Plausible deniability suits me, Bob said. Secrets or not. See you later, then. The two made their way out of the conference room. Alibi glanced from Krish to Emily to Kit, the core he could trust implicitly. It's about the starseeds, Alibi said. Kit nodded. Emily frowned. Oh, jeesh, Emily said. This again? I thought it was something more serious, about the Hornet's Nest, not some treasure Finder has you going after. Krish, you gonna pile on? Alibi said. No, Alibi, Krish said. If I didn't take Starseed seriously, I wouldn't have been helping you track one down. You've been helping him? Emily asked. Great. Why is that such a problem? Krish responded. Because I'm beginning to think all of this, she gestured at the conference room surroundings, is just a ruse to put me in charge while he traipses off after some stupid trophy. Wow, Alibi said, an edge in his voice. Don't know if there's any room for the rest of us in here, with that ego of yours swelling up like that. Oh, Emily reddened. She was getting mad. I'm not the one whose ego always runs amok, who never thinks about the consequences, to anyone. Please, Emily, Krish implored. Alibi, come down. Kit remained silent and calm, glancing from Alibi to Emily as they each glared at the other. Krish shook his head. I'm trying to be more responsible here, Alibi said. So, yeah, if I go after the Starseed, you will be in charge here. But undermining everything by calling it a ruse, really? What? Emily said. You'd prefer smoke and mirrors, or something more elegant. That's it? Oh, stop it, Alibi said. You know we need a government here. You know I did a good thing. Give me a little credit, huh? Very little, she said, and only conditionally. We may be very close to actually finding a starseed, Krish said. But those in possession of it want to speak directly with Alibi. He must go. See, Alibi said.
It sounds like a trap,
Kit observed. Probably, Alibi said. Stupid, Emily said. Undoubtedly. Look, Alibi said, focused on Emily. This isn't about Finder, not anymore. No? Emily remained skeptical. No, Alibi said. And even he was beginning to suspect that, the last time he came here after it. Suspect what? She asked. That I don't plan on giving him the starseed, Alibi said. Matter of fact, one of the reasons I now want to find it for myself is to keep it out of his hands. Or more precisely, out of the hands of whoever it is that has hired him to find one. One of the reasons, Emily said. Go on. They are surprisingly powerful, Alibi said. I knew that they were capable of altering the DNA of species over time to resemble the ancient enemy, which is potent in and of itself. Sounds like, Emily said, not giving Alibi an inch. Well, that's only its long-term function, Alibi said. Kit here tells me it also has short-run capabilities.
What do you mean? Krish said.
The starseeds also contained a second payload, a potentially form-altering serum, Alibi said, a mixture which can have an immediate effect on a living organism, shifting its physiology instantaneously toward the ancient enemies.
A race could be altered by this immediately, Kit said, interjecting.
Krish looked over at the Dakur, impressed.
Really? Krish said. A race?
Well, no, not exactly. Not as a race, but as individuals, Alibi said, shaking his head. Kit cocked his head at Alibi, confused, as Krish turned back to him.
Sorry, Kit. Have to be specific for Krish.
The changes don't ripple out across a species, Alibi said. Not immediately. Not from what I've learned. The short-run serum seems to have a focused individual effect. It permanently alters that individual's DNA. So, in that way, it could also be a long-term solution. It eventually introduces the ancient enemy's DNA into the population if the altered individuals breed. So, Emily said, what sort of changes are we talking about? Alibi took the good faith question as a sign she was coming around. A little. That would depend on the species, Alibi said. But it would probably make us, well, we humans anyway, sorry, Kit, more like them, the ancient enemy. Stronger, with heightened telepathic abilities and mental powers, and less empathy, less soul. But I don't know what it would do to the Dakur. Quite a trade-off, Emily said. Whoever hired Finder could be willing to make that trade-off, Alibi said, or willing to decide that other people should. They could alter people and create a superhuman army. Who could? Emily asked. Whoever hired Finder, Alibi said. I began to discover details as I looked for one for him. Didn't like what I discovered. But I don't know who that is. No, she said. No, but it doesn't matter, Alibi said. Because I'm going to find it first, bring it here, and then, well, we may have to decide if it's worth it. What is? Emily asked. Worth it to alter ourselves, Alibi said. Change ourselves, to fight the battles ahead. Oh, Emily said. She didn't see that coming. Well, I guess I even shocked myself when I thought of it. We don't know what sort of combined Greater Ta and Solar Alliance force will come after us, eventually. But they will come after us, Alibi said. You know that. We all do. It's inevitable. So what do we do to counter that? We take some of the measures we took today, do some of the things we've done to make the station mobile, well, as much as it can be, and we have to think outside of the box. What if we can turn ourselves into more effective weapons against our enemies?
At what cost? Krish said. That is the question.
Yes, it is, Alibi said. And an entirely hypothetical one, unless we can get our hands on a starseed. So, then, this is important, Emily admitted. Okay,
You know I don't like that guy Finder.
Not much to like, Alibi said.
I thought he was your friend, Emily asked.
Friend? Not really, Alibi said. I did kind of like him when I first met him. He was like a mysterious hippie wizard dude. I didn't know how brutal he was.
Brutal?
Chris chimed in. He can be a dangerous guy, Alibi said. And he'll work for anyone. No standards at all. Doesn't care how bad they are. He worked for Azimut, for Pete's sake.
He did? Emily asked.
Yeah, Alibi said. Tricked me into finding something for him, it turned out.
And you were going to work with him again?
Krish asked.
Already have, Alibi said. Found the wishing stone for him after that.
Why? Emily wanted to know.
Because he asked, Alibi said. I don't know. Figured it would be good to have him owe me one.
So, what happens if you don't find the starseed for him, if you keep it for yourself? She asked. What will he do?
I don't know, Alibi admitted. Well, not for sure. I know he'll lose his shit.
Chapter 28.
Fuck him!
Finder spat out the words.
Fuck Alibi Jones!
There you go. Let it out, Justin Spears said. You know, I've heard the Prime Representative say the very same thing.
And you're sure about this?
As I told you, my sources say he no longer plans to give you the starseed he's found, Spears said. He has another buyer. I thought you told me you could deliver one to me.
He said he hasn't found a starseed yet.
Well, there you go, Spears said. You see? Justin Spears looked around the messy apartment. How could anyone live like this, he wondered. Clothes, knickknacks, food boxes, and other things all spread out in a kind of even layer of crap over everything else in the room. Sofa, chairs, carpet, entertainment unit. As if it had fallen like snow. A snowfall of crap. A shitfall. Spears snickered softly at his own internal joke. He smirked, but Finder didn't notice. He was too busy fuming. Spears had tracked the elusive Finder down to his place in Mar del Plata, after word reached the Prime Representative's office that a very dangerous individual might have an axe to grind with Jones. And also, that said very dangerous individual, if pushed the right way, could be a useful asset. Now, Spears didn't want word to get out that said very dangerous individual had also been working for one Justin Spears in search of a starseed. Nor that said supposedly very dangerous individual had hired the hated Alibi Jones to find that starseed on Spears' behalf. As far as he knew, Jones hadn't found anything yet anyway. So Spears had pretended with Constantine that he didn't know anything about any starseeds bullshit or whatever Jones was up to, and Constantine had told him to track down this Finder individual and set him on Jones. Which he did. Well, was doing. With pleasure. Maybe even glee.
I'm going to kill him, Finder said. I'm going to fucking strangle that little shit with my beer hands.
And there it was.
Thought you might feel that way, Spears said. He fished out a thin wand from his pocket and handed it to Finder. This burner wand will let you tap into untraceable resources. It will let you communicate without getting tracked, too. You see, Mr. Finder, we now share two goals.
We do?
Yes, Spears said. Well, we've both wanted that starseed, and now we both want to see Alibi Jones dead.
That was Chapter 28 of The Starseeds of Earth on Glow in the Dark Radio. And we heard Chapter 27 as well. short chapter 28 there, as Justin Spears worked on Finder. Spears doesn't know really what Alibi's plans are, but he knows telling Finder that Alibi is double-crossing him will make Finder pissed and will work in Justin's favor. We're going to have at least two chapters on our next episode, as Alibi gets another tip on a possible starseed. And of course, Finder's now a very dangerous, if deluded, man. So, gotta watch out for Finder now. More of the Starseeds of Earth on the way on our next episode of Glow in the Dark Radio. Again, a recap on my book news. I wanted to have something to talk about, so for the next month, I've made the ebook of the story you're listening to free, The Starseeds of Earth. The ebook is free everywhere except for Amazon because I don't go exclusive with them, so they don't let me change my prices down to free at any point. So I can't give it away at Amazon, but I can give it away everywhere else. So everywhere else you find ebooks, you will find The Starseeds of Earth for free this month. The audiobook is out there, but not for free. It is available, though. And the paperback as well. You can pick up the paperback, but again, not for free, but for the paperback price. You can get the original Alibi Jones novel for free. Again, not the paperback, sorry. But the ebook and the audiobook are free in that case. Everywhere, again, except for Amazon and Audible, which is part of Amazon. And that does it for this week. I will be back with more chapters next time around. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Thank you again for listening to Glow in the Dark Radio.
Glow in the Dark Radio.
This podcast presentation is copyright 2021 by Michael F. Luoma and is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 4.0 International License. CC by NCND 4.0. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can find his work at Accompetech.com and filmmusic.io. Mike's books are available in ebook, paperback, and audiobook wherever you find books online. Get links and more details at glowinthedarkradio.com and mikeluoma.com. This has been a presentation of Glow in the Dark Radio.